Welcome to Ask the Pastor. The question today is, what does the phrase, the day of the Lord, mean? This is the second part of that message. I'll have to recap just a little to cue you in case you didn't get yesterday's message. We talked about the day of the Lord's used 28 times in the Old Testament and New. It's equivalent to the day of God. It's also equivalent to the day of wrath. It means a period of time that's going to cover, we don't know the exact length of it. It's not a 24-hour day, but it's a period of time in which it's going to be a day of gloominess, a time of darkness, a time of terribleness, in the sense that God's going to cause terror upon the people of the earth. And we read you many scriptures. If you need that CD, let us know. We'll let you have those. But we talked about especially you need to rightly divide, because it's also the phrase the day of Christ is used. And we said yesterday that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it said that talking about don't be soon shaken in mind or troubled, be troubled neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, says that the day of Christ is at hand. The NIV uses that, translates that day of the Lord, but that's a different time there, the day of the Lord that it talks about, because he does say this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. He said very plainly there that he's writing to us. Now, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. What coming is he talking about? Well, he gives a qualifying phrase after that in verse 1, by our gathering together unto him. So he's definitely talking about the rapture there, or the saints of God to be caught up in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. And so therefore, he's our gathering together. That's when the dead in Christ arise first, we which are alive and remain, saints of God. And it's not the lost people, but the saints of God be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. At that time, the Lord will have the judgment seat of Christ in heaven. He'll have the marriage supper of the Lamb. And at that very same time, when we call, that's an instantaneous time. That is point. It don't even last for 24 hours. It's just the rapture, and we're gone. In other words, how do you describe it? You can't speak of it as in the being in the present tense even. It's you say he's coming, and then you're going to have to say he's come, because it's going to be in a moment, the twinkling of an eye. The Bible talks about 1 Corinthians 15. Now, the thing here we see is, he said in verse 2 of 2 Thessalonians, as I just read a while ago, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. And then he said, let no man deceive you. That's the rapture, okay? Don't man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, as I said, the NIV uses a different text. The King James is from the Textus Receptus, the received text, and therefore I use the King James because it's closer to the truth of those things. But they translate it the day of the Lord. Now, if you read that with a day of the Lord in that verse and said that day cannot come till there first come a falling away and the man of sin be revealed, do you know when the man of sin is revealed? That's the Antichrist, who comes on the scene in the beginning of the 70th week of Daniel, and he will be on the scene and set, he'll connive and scheme to get people under his domain. But then after 3.5 years, he's going to set himself up as God in the temple. Of course, God's going to deal with the Jews. The Jews are going to accept him at that time as being the Messiah, but they're going to find out he's wrong, because at the middle of the 70th week of Daniel, which is Matthew chapter 24 talks about, it's called the abomination of desolation, when he's revealed. And the Jews know that he's not the one, and therefore, because he revealed himself. And the rapture has not yet occurred at that particular time. But the man of sin is revealed before they are gathered together unto him, the day of Christ come. So there's a time, and then when that happens, there's going to be the mark of the beast. That's going to be great tribulation that's going to come up on this world, when the false prophet will cause people to worship the Antichrist, and you'll have to take the mark of the beast to buy or sell. No saint will take the mark of the beast. None will take that at that particular time. And so as a result, we'll be martyred. Many will be martyred. We understand that. But at that time, there's going to usher in the day of wrath, which is the day of the Lord that he's talking about. And so we've got some scripture to back that up, if you please, because he talked about in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse number 31, the sun shall be be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And then he also said Luke 21 tells us a little bit about this. When Jesus was talking to four of his disciples or apostles at that time, they were out by the temple, and Jesus made a they asked the question, when's all the end time coming? Tell us about these things. He began to unfold it to them, and then he talked about how that there's wars and rumors of wars, but the end's not yet. That's just the beginning of sorrows. Then he told about some other things that people are going to turn against you. They're going to call you before the synagogue to testify, but I'll take care of you. Not a hair of your head will be harmed. They may kill you, but you're the saints of God. They'll not a hair of your head be harmed. But he told his disciples then in verse 25 of Luke 21, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nation with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which were coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. Then he said, when you see these things, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. That's the rapture, when the body will be redeemed. And so therefore, we say, where's that at? We've got to rightly divide. Now Joel said, the day of the Lord is going to be turned, the sun will be turned into darkness before the great and terrible day of the Lord. That's what Jesus told them here in Luke 21:25. Now, if you turn over to Revelation chapter 6 and look at seal number 6 down verse number 12, listen to what, when he opened that seal 6, he said, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rock, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of God, for the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? That's whenever the rapture occurs. And that he said, before that day, there's going to be the sign in the sun and the moon and stars. Read that to you a moment ago. And then he said, they're going to see the Lord standing, and they're going to see through heaven and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne. They want to go. That every eye is going to see the Lord when he comes back in the day of Christ. But then he ushers in the day of the Lord, and that's going to run for a period of time. And I will talk more about that later. But it starts there when the wrath is poured out upon the earth. Now, God's promised us over and over that saints of God will not face wrath, will not have to suffer wrath, but we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God, Acts 22:14 and 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We're going to have to suffer, but not the wrath of God. Therefore, if the NIV was right, then it says all that that time's going to happen when the Antichrist is going to be revealed before the day of the Lord. That's what they said in verse 2 of 2 Thessalonians. Well, thing about it is, it's the day of Christ. The day of Christ is a moment thing when he comes with a shout, the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. The saints are resurrected, the dead in Christ first, then we which are alive. Now, it means some of the saints of God are going to be alive, but that tribulation time is going to be so great. Now, tribulation is not the vials, the trumpets, and the thunders of Revelations 8, 9, 10, 11, and 16. That is the wrath of God, and we'll not have to face that. But whenever the great tribulation is going to be so great that the Bible even talks about him shortening it for the elect's sake. Matthew chapter 24, he talks about the fact here for 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the world began, being into the world to this time, nor ever after. That's not talking about the wrath of God. That's talking about tribulation of those things on the saints, because he said, and except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, those days should be shortened. Therefore, we don't know the day of the hour. The elect's the saints of God, and the days are going to be shortened. So sometime before the end of that 70th week of Daniel, how long it is, I don't know. But the great tribulation is the one to take the mark of the beast. It begins in the midst of the 70th week of Daniel, not That whole 70 weeks is not tribulation period. That's the 70th week of Daniel when God deals with his people. When the Antichrist sets himself up as God, then the false prophet causes people to worship him and take the mark of the beast to buy and sell. Tribulation like never before. And many are going to be martyred, because seal number 5 in Revelation chapter 6 tells us of those under the altar that's martyred for the cause of Christ. And except those days should be shortened at the tribulation time, then every saint of God would be killed. But Paul said, when we. Now, it wasn't just Paul, because he's already off the scene, but there'll be some saints of God at that particular time. And in other words, in Luke 18 verse 8 says, when the Son of Man cometh, talking about the second coming, when he cometh for his saints, shall he find faith on the earth? Well, it's going to be few and far between, because there's a great falling away. And many are going to die during that time, but he shortens it for the next day, and he catches them up in the day of Christ and ushers in the day of the Lord, which begins immediately after. That's equivalent to the day of the wrath of God that he pours out upon this earth. And that's the vials, the trumpets, and the thunder. Thank God the saints of God will not be in that. Now, I know this may be hard. We've not dealt with all of this yet. We'll deal with it again tomorrow, the Lord willing. But I want you to, if you need any of this material, we've got a lot of material up on these things. And I know we've been told some things that's not exactly right. I hope I am wrong, but I tell you, I'd rather prepare you for something that was, in other words, that you never had to face, than for you to face it and not be prepared for it. And folks, we're going to be facing some things. So if you're concerned about you and your family, then you want some more information up on this, call us or contact us by our email or our website, thepersuader.org, and get a hold of us. We've got much material on this particular subject that we'd be glad. It's time to hurl it forth, because we're nearing that time that we're waxing worse and worse, and we're getting colder and colder, and men are falling away. And that'll happen before the day of Christ. And the Antichrist will be revealed the middle of the 70th week of Daniel. And then the day of Christ comes, that's the rapture. And then we'll usher in the day of the Lord, which is a day of wrath. It's a time of darkness and gloominess, and darkness and not light, that we've read many scriptures about in the Old Testament time. So I'll deal more with that tomorrow, the Lord willing. And may you contact us. We'd be glad to be of help to you. We're your friend. We're not your enemy. We want to tell you the truth. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.